In one of Thor Motor Coach's largest factories in Elkhart, dozens of RVs are waiting to be assembled. Some are just bare frames. Others only need their TVs and countertops installed.
So here you can see the motorhome starting to take shape. We've installed the sidewalls, so those are going in.
Marketing director Wes Bogan says almost all the components are being made by hand. There's none of the automation you see in some modern factories.
The human factor is something that, with the processes that we have in place, is still the best way to go.
But finding the humans to carry out those processes hasn't been easy lately. The RV industry and its home base of Elkhart are rebounding from the 2008 financial crisis. Now RVs are in greater demand than they were before the recession, and 80% of them are made right here. But the industry needs more workers than it's been able to find. And some training initiatives have fallen flat. Ivy Tech Community College recently shut down a pilot training program in RV manufacturing. It didn't enroll enough students. That's a problem for Elkhart Mayor Tim Neese, who says a company town is only as good as its workforce.
If a company doesn't build the entire unit, they make the steering wheel, or they make some of the components, or they make the molding that goes around the windows. So it's all very connected.
Neese, who took office this year, wants to preserve the business they have, but he's got some other irons in the fire that would soften the impact of another recession. They include new housing, a major oncology hospital, and a launchpad for new startups. Elkhart Chamber of Commerce CEO Kyle Hannon says almost 20% of the local labor force commutes in from somewhere else. He'd like that to change.
We need to up our game from the livability standpoint. It will be harder to keep the business creators and the upper management in the community if they don't have a place to live and a place to enjoy.
But Elkhart County has 150,000 open jobs right now and only 104,000 people to fill them, according to census data. So Hannon says finding those workers is their priority. Mark Dobson with the County Economic Development Corporation agrees.
We talk about the importance of diversity. We also talk about how important it is to remember who we took to the prom. And, you know, we took the prettiest girl to the prom, and we don't want to abandon her on the dance floor. So we really work hard at both.
That means marketing the RV jobs around the country with social media and even billboards. Dobson says they're starting to see some return on those, and it can't come soon enough. He worries that eventually companies will move somewhere else where people want the jobs. Elkhart's RV companies have added facilities in other states, but at this point, they're also still expanding here.
First, as you come back, you have a full shower.
Back at Thor, CEO Bob Martin says they can patch their labor gap with more capacity and more overtime and in-house training for new workers to build systems like this.
And it says retract, so I can safely stand right here.
That's the sound of the bedroom walls in a newly built RV retracting with the push of a button. It's all part of the RV lifestyle, which Martin says hasn't changed much, despite some ups and downs.
I lived through the recession, just watching, the industry really just slow down, and watching the city just become quiet was a scary time, and to see it come back relatively quickly, it's I'd rather have these problems than any other problems.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in Elkhart.